join general.
It's just desert. You can't really burn like sand or dirt.
That's true.
Yeah. But it's going to be sad because, I'm just going to rant, but the people who live there are just like super rich, like Bay Area scum anyway. So I really don't feel, I just feel bad for the animals, if anything. So I can really give two shits about less from some asshole that has like some $10 million mansion.
That is true. They have gentrified the area. I remember when they, the people from LA did that to Big Bear. Made me really sad.
Yeah, didn't you do the same to Lake Oswego? Lake Oswego up in Portland area.
All right, what's going on here?
Selling drugs.
Okay, we're for meeting.
What do we got going on here?
Talking about fires.
We're talking about fires. Forest fires.
Oh yeah, no, this country's gonna go up in flames.
Prove it.
Like the entire countryside is just gonna be up in flames. Well, if you think about it, they've been suppressing fires for over 100 years, and the main source of fuel for forest fires is always burnt when there's smaller forest fires. So what happens when you take 100 years worth of forest fires and don't let them happen? Well, 100 years worth of forest fires happen all in one, you know, event.
I don't know, man. I just work here, but that would make sense. That makes sense.
Where is John?
What is this meeting going to be about? I got stuff to attend to. I guess I can listen with my headphones.
There you go.
Well, I think it's only for people who are at the hike. I mean, I could be wrong. That's just.
And it's about this weekend, too.
Walter, I just saw what you posted in the general chat.
Guess who's here?
How's it going, fellas?
Pretty good. How are you doing, John?
Not too shabby. Just got done busting out a workout. About to have some freaking chicken, steak, rice, and some spinach and a protein shake. Trying to not eat any more goat feed.
I had some goat feed on my way down. From the hike, and I feel awful, man.
It's terrible. It's just nothing but soy.
Just me, Ed.
I was Matthew Walsh, and for a second, and I was like, wait, what?
Nigga, what? Is there like a fucking party in here or something?
Yeah. What's up? All the BMW boys, let's go to meeting room 4.
Yeah, that's right, homos, get out.
You join meeting room number 4.
All right, boys, spam the chat, throw up some at all so everyone that's not here to get in here or they're lame. Really need to turn off this voice to text thing. Okay. Oh, it's Thomas Washington.
23.
When are you going to put a TX behind your name?
I don't know. Probably not. Never, I guess.
You're just one of the guys, right? So totally do that.
Well, my account was the first one made on the server, and it was still just like a testing ground, so I just never got around to it. And I don't really care to change it. So, yeah.
Right. I call everyone's attendance really quick.
Hey, Thomas.
Yeah, yes, hello.
We have too many photos.
John Wah. Sorry, someone say that again.
We have too many photos that we're just gonna have to stop doing activism, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do think people probably do kind of inflate their posts by only doing 4 stickers in a city, you know, which technically counts, but you know, we should be, you know, probably contributes a little bit. But, you know, we're definitely gonna add more people to the photo team as we go. I think Ben and and Oscar are doing pretty well. They just got to lean into it a bit more. Y'all are doing great. I'm going to get all this posted tonight and tomorrow.
Cool. I'm doing some more right now. But also, Philip, Florida is kind of isolated in Naples. So I was thinking maybe having him do this. And he also doesn't have transportation. So I think he might be a good editor.
Sure. Yeah. Get him on it. If he's, I mean, awesome. If he's got the gumption, you know.
Yeah, I can train him too. All right, I'll talk to him about it. Thank you. We're gonna start, John.
I was gonna say, gosh, it's quiet.
Thomas.
Yes, hello.
You my name Charlie to Charles.
Sorry, what did you? You're cutting out a little bit.
Could you change my name from Charlie to Charles?
Sure. You mean on the mumble here?
Yes.
Okay. Did you mistype it when you?
Yep.
It's fine. It's fine. I forgive you. Charles. Bam. There you go. You'll have to maybe disconnect and reconnect. Or, nope, you don't. There you go. Done. Bam. Request granted.
Thank you very much. What was it like at the peak, boys?
Pretty nice. Got to take a nap, which was good. I very much enjoyed that part. You get to see me in the background of one of the sticker photos, sleeping. The view is really cool.
Yeah, we were above the clouds, above the smoke. You could see the other big 3 mountains. It was great. Yeah.
Wish I was just a little more snow for us to have on the sledding down the bottom. That would have been nice. But, oh well, we got to do a little bit of that, which is good. And we also got kind of do, like, you know, like the foot skiing, I guess you can call it. That was fun.
There.
Coming down was a lot nicer than going up, honestly. Even without the sledding the all the way down.
All right, sorry about that, guys. My dad popped in, wanted to talk to me about some insurance business from that accident I got involved in, so dropped my truck off at the shop today, and I'm gearing up for an insurance battle. All right, so let's go over hike recap. First off, how did everyone enjoy the weekend?
Good times.
Had a great time.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
By the way, Oscar Idaho's asking on Rocket Chat for the mumble login.
Oh, that's cool. You should go to victory.patriotfront.us and figure it out.
I'll help him out. Don't worry.
So, I don't know what we should start off with. Should we start off with good things that happened, bad things, things that went well, things we need to improve on? So, I think we should start off with what was some things that we could improve on?
Is this just open and one concern?
So first, what's something we could improve on? Could have improved on?
Setting a timetable and sticking to it.
Table? Sticking to it. All right, what else?
Can we explain a little bit more about that? I know very little about the trip thus far, so having these things explained would be good on my end. Go ahead.
It just wasn't clear what time we were really getting going in the morning, so everyone kind of got up a little late. We ended up getting started today, which...
John, is this true?
Which day? When we left or when we started the hike?
When we started the hike.
I mean, yeah, I kind of want everyone to get up around 6:30, and kind of got up a little later than that, but we still got on the mountain for 10. Well, I was shooting for to avoid traffic. I don't know. There really wasn't like a set time. Told everyone, all right, let's eat, you know, get ready to go. After we kind of meandered a little while. Feel like I needed to rush you guys with some with something too early. Else.
What was the question again?
What's something that could have been improved upon?
Oh, I guess just generally sticking together as a team. You know, it's a group activity, and we didn't really do that. But I guess, what really boiled down to a matter of listening. And I don't really know what was up with this weekend. You know, pretty much everyone, from what I've gathered, is usually really good about that type of thing. But this time, I guess, we got a little, maybe we're a little too excited, and we're too... happy to try and get straight to the top, but in doing so, you know, we had some people who would have otherwise made all the way to the top who ended up not doing so, which I think is unacceptable, to say the least. So I think next time we got to recognize that we're a group and we got to do this as a group and not leave any men behind, especially not our medics.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an issue when you're hiking up miles of hard snowpack and there's ravines and ice and, you know, high elevation and got no medics. That could have definitely been bad. But
well,
the whole point...
Well, if we got started earlier, too, that would have helped. It would have allowed us to rest a little longer. And I wasn't really inclined to march off the mountain in the dark.
Indeed. If we would have kept a fine pace, that would have been something else too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is we just didn't have the baseline fitness level to like start that late and get everyone up and down. I know ideally everyone would get up and down, but like if we would have waited for everybody, what would we have done? Hike 3 hours back in the dark instead of the last hour in the dark, you know? It just starts getting unsafe at that point.
majority of us have a smartphone flashlight in our pocket. Down when it did start to get dark, did opt for some beautiful photos and scenery, and that was my highlight of the hike personally. But however,
so there's a hike going down in the dark. Good thing or a bad thing, John? You're telling us both. Is it good or is it bad?
Well, I mean, we're fine. Have to go through the most dangerous parts in the dark. You know, we got back to the trail once it got dark, which was good. But we could have started a little earlier, sure. But I don't think that's an excuse to, you know, turn your back on all your brothers and then go back to the camp.
So if I could interject, I think perhaps, you know, doing more of the hike than was necessary in the dark is you know, disadvantageous, I would say, due to not only that, if it's happening, you know, at night, people might be excessively tired or unrested, but also it can be a little bit more dangerous. I know for the Colorado hike, we did start well before sunrise, but everybody, or at least, you know, almost everybody, 8 out of 10 people were equipped with, you know, headlamps or flashlights. So, you know, there was enough ambient light for everything to be fine. And that was during the flatter parts of the trail. So what exactly happened with the darkness? What parts of the trail were we hiking at night or during the dark, you know?
I can answer this one.
Okay, sure, Jack. Yeah, sure.
All right. So we had got off the snow when the shadow of the mountain was just getting on us. So we're out of the spot where we were. We weren't sure if we were able to glissade down during the day or at all. Turns out we weren't really able to glissade down much at all, which would have cut a lot of our time off.
What do you mean by that? Sorry, I'm unfamiliar with the mountain. Glissade?
Oh, glissade means you you slide down the snow part. So you can sit down in a trash bag and slide down instead of walk every step and slip and fall. So,
okay.
Yeah, ideally, if you have that, you slide down, saves you a lot of time. But the part we were walking in the dark is we're mostly back on the rocks, so we were able to make it down. And at every intersection, I mean, guys would stop or before we even got there. Did a bunch of head counts on the way down, too. So it wasn't like, you know, we did all that. But I wanted to emphasize, nobody turned their back on anybody else. If anybody feels that way, please DM me.
Perhaps a poor use of phrase, or maybe speaking overly literally and talking about literally looking the other direction. But anyways, so y'all were, how close is the ice to the peak? Because, again, I'm unfamiliar with the mountain. So, how many hours, you know, were we hiking when it was dark? Did people have issues seeing? Were people equipped with lighting implements?
No, I mean, we did try to use some flashlights, but the guys decided not to.
Hold on. People are talking at once. Jack, are you finished, and then John? Jack started first. All
right. Okay. Well, we did have, some of us had lights on us, other ones didn't. I think it was better in the ambient light of the dark, I feel like. It was easier to go that way once our eyes were adjusted. It was so clear that at the top of Mount Rainier, the public event was stargazing. Like, there were telescopes that were set up, we're getting rings across and under the all this stuff. It was an incredibly abnormally clear night.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, so maybe it wasn't dangerous that we ended up hiking a little bit at night.
It really wasn't.
Okay. But I do think the concern was legitimate that maybe we didn't have a set. So what time did we start on the mountain? Like, what time did we start on the trail, John?
Like 9:30 or 10.
Okay. So about 10 o'clock. Why did we start so late, knowing the length of the trip?
Well, we did. Jack told me not to throw Jack under the bus, but he told me that the camping spot was a half hour from start of the trail. It was actually an hour and a half, so I thought we were going
to
get there a lot sooner.
To the national park, and then another 40 minutes to the trailhead.
Right. Are you talking about a drive or a hike or what?
Yeah, drive. So based on that information, we thought we were already on schedule, but really we were like a half hour, 45 minutes off schedule.
Okay, so you wanted to start the hike at, instead of 10:30, at like 10,
Like 9:30? Yeah, between like 8:30 and 9, you know, somewhere in there. Just
that's still pretty late. We got up for the Colorado hike at 5 a.m. or 4:30 and started at about 6.
Right.
Maybe 5:45.
Last year we started about that time.
Why didn't we start at
decent time?
Why didn't we plan to start at that that time? No, this time
we start.
Okay, go ahead, Jack.
No, we didn't. We started around the same time last year as well. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still have the receipt from last year.
Okay. So what's the difference then? Why was this a misschedule if we did the same thing we did last time? I'm confused.
There wasn't really a set time at all. I wasn't like, we have to be here by this time.
I'm just trying to
it's not a problem.
I'm just trying to get an idea.
Was that time?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. Go ahead, John. So
yeah, there was no set time that we had to be on said trail. That was never said, never agreed upon, or anything like that.
Why didn't we make a schedule though?
Rough estimate. I wanted to head out around 7:30. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you had activities planned afterwards. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So, yeah, no, I mean, we tried to redo how we did it last year. And last year, I think the difference was is that we had less people and we were able to sled down the majority of it near the end there. We still got, last year when we did it, we still got to the parking lot, like, after the sun had set. It was already dark. But because there was no sliding, glissading, whatever you call it, I think that's what was the big thing that changed. But, yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of out of our hands because that's like weather, I guess. Did anybody get altitude sickness or dehydrated or nobody fell or like twisted an ankle, got any cuts, bruises, really bad blisters, anything like that?
Oh.
No, nothing?
We filled up our waters on the way up, fresh glacier water.
Did anybody run out of water at any point before they got back or was it all about good?
It was good because we were able to have many water sources up and down the mountain.
Oh, really? There's water sources? Okay.
Yeah. Glacier melt, streams.
Interesting. Okay. And those are safe to drink from, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't get safer than a glacier melt.
I'm just making sure, there were streams in Colorado, but they were going through all sorts of, rocks and mud and,
Are you talking about drinking straight from a stream?
Jack drank straight from streams in Rainier.
Jack also has a water purifier.
It's
a
glacier,
so
yeah.
I still wouldn't do it, but
As long as it, whatever. Okay.
When a stream is going through rocks, so that's good.
Well, yeah, I just, rocks that there's like gophers and plants and stuff in, whatever.
So a little bit of algae kills me, then I deserve to die.
Okay, so anyways.
I'll just be worried about it.
Anyways. I'm happy that y'all did not get dehydrated. I think maybe a more set schedule could have been helpful, but it's good that things went remotely kind of similar to the last plan. Did anybody else have any things that they thought could have gone better? Was everybody well fed and supplied as far as foodstuffs go throughout the hike and the afterwards? Okay, that's good. Did everybody bring the kind of gear they needed as far as, gear lists and, nobody was overpacked or underpacked for the hike or the camp or whatever?
Yeah, no, that's another point. Most guys did not bring trekking poles or cleats, but trekking poles were definitely recommended. And there was guys that had to give up theirs and rotate theirs around the group for people that didn't have any. And that was... it was rough without those for sure.
Okay. So maybe this will be the impetus that guys need to go ahead and, pick up a pair for the next time they'll need them.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely, I would say the cleats or the attachments, whatever you want to call them, those would definitely really help with the icy snow fields at the end. Because guys were literally like crawling and slipping and sliding their way up, but we made it.
Gotcha. Great. Did anybody else have any concerns or things that they thought could have gone better?
Oh yeah, no one.
Go ahead, Ethan.
I was going to be responsible for driving home to California, guys, which isn't a problem, but it would have been nice to know so I could get some sleep.
So what's the context for this? What California guys and where they have to be driven? What's going on there?
The California guys never told me when they were supposed to be back. Partially my fault for not
you mean Brandon
delegating
right?
that? Yes, Brandon, Gary, and Nathan. Mm-hmm. I told them to pick a reasonable time in the afternoon, and they did not. They picked like 8 a.m. flyback, so we, you know, all went to bed around 1 a.m., and then, you know, had little time to sleep and shuttled them back to the airport. So that was inconvenient for sure, and should have been double checked upon.
Okay. Anything else from anybody? This is an open forum type deal, I guess.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I appreciate Lawrence's sentiment about, you know, waiting and letting everybody have a chance to make it up, but we took 11 hours, so I mean, if people didn't turn back, like, what are we going to do, spend 13, 14 hours? And for people that are out of shape to keep up, like, is that a
good idea? Hold on. That's what we did in Colorado. We stayed as a group the whole time. Some people had to go back early because they were experiencing some pretty substantial altitude sickness, you know, guys from, you know, more coastal areas. You know, we did stay a lot longer on the mountain. We, you know, we went from, we were originally planning to be there from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. and we ended up being there until about 9. And that's what we had to do to make sure everybody who could make it up and down made it up and down with everybody next to them, you know, more or less. So, you know, if that's what it takes, you know, that's what it takes. It's really important to stick with guys, and anybody who doesn't, you know, doesn't give up or isn't, you know, called out for, you know, for health reasons, you know, we should definitely support them and try to do everything we can to make sure that, you know, we're sticking with them and, you know, they're trying as hard as they can, for sure.
I totally agree with that. We were definitely going a relatively slow pace on the last trek that was around the corner from when some people went back. You know, it was the last push, and we went slow. It was just baby steps all the way up because of the elevation and because we were tired and because of how steep it was. But we went slowly as a group, and we made it. And yeah, I heard about what happened at that hike, that there was a guy who is he's rather overweight, and he did not want to give up, and he went all the way to the top of this 14K-er. That's awesome. That's
taller
very
than
admirable.
Rainier, actually. I don't know if y'all knew that, but it's a lot taller actually than Rainier. Yeah. You know, I'm not keeping track. Are you keeping track, Mason?
I have it written on a spreadsheet, but
Mason has it on a spreadsheet, but he says it's not keeping track. So. But jokes aside, y'all did a great job. I'm really happy, and the photos came out great. Who was taking photos, by the way?
It was me, and then Vincent brought his nice camera, and then Tyler's girlfriend also took photos too. And I don't know if anyone else was taking photos. I think it was just the three of us.
So Vincent brought his camera?
Yes.
Vincent Washington, Oregon?
Yes, Washington.
Washington, here he is. Okay, cool. Vincent, what kind of camera you got? I was looking at the photos.
I have a Fujifilm X-T3.
Nifty schmifty. And I like that you did you did like a raw file, sort of whatever you call it. It's different for different cameras, but looks really good. I'll be editing through a lot of those and getting them cycled into posts on some of the Telegram channels, so really good work with that.
Great, thank you. It's my first time doing video on that camera. I've done video on other cameras before, but I've never done video with that. First time using my stabilizer, so I apologize if it looks a little spotty for my first time doing video on that, but hopefully it can be edited for the good parts.
Yes, as far as video goes, that's all Mason, Texas's department, so you should definitely contact him. That's a great video, Mason. Definitely contact Mason about anything with the video. Maybe he has some tips that you could do for recording next time, but I'm the photo guy. And provided they're all in the folder that John Waugh gave us and me, then I will be going through them. And I, from what I saw, you did a really great job. And you know, just really happy to have you. And you should look into doing some voiceover work for something, because you have a very announcery voice, by the way. I'm sure you get that all the time.
Thank you.
But anyways, yes, we should read one of the booklets. Anyways, so good work with that. Mason was editing your video earlier, and Vincent Washington from the Rainier Heights. You were going through it.
I was looking at it. Yeah,
I was looking at it. Is it good?
Yeah, good.
He says it's good. So anyways, good work there. And I'm very happy to have you on the team.
Okay, it's been about a half hour now, and we have a lot to go over, so let's continue. Anyone else? Anything else we should have improved upon?
What is the length of this hike?
It was about 9 miles, and you start at like 5 feet
of elevation.
Yeah, 4,500 feet, and then you go up to 10K feet. So it's about 5,000 elevation gain, 9 miles. Yeah.
Okay. Pretty rough hike. I'm supposed to be doing the South Sisters hike, the 12-mile one, within, I think, 3 weeks. So I'm trying to figure out what to expect.
Okay. Anyhow, unless anyone else has anything to add as for what could have been improved upon, we can move forward. Okay. So what were some things that went really well, things that you guys particularly really enjoyed, highlight of your weekend, you know, all the good stuff, all the pros. Let's hear it.